go. Well, Matty, about to embark on 100 games, mate. How does that feel?
I haven't really thought about it too much. It's saying the old cliche, you look back on it when you retire. But, it's a nice little milestone, and we'll just tick it off on the weekend.
You've had a few setbacks, rookie, and then, of course, getting let go by the Crows. Does it feel... Does it have special significance that you're about to embark on 100 games where you haven't had an armchair ride?
Yeah, I suppose I haven't really thought about it. It's nice to tick it off and to do it at a big club in Melbourne against traditional rivals. Essendon on Sunday would be fantastic, and I'm really looking forward to that game.
Did you feel your career could have been over once you finished at the Crows?
I suppose when you get delisted, you feel like it's done and dusted, but very fortunate to get another opportunity, and... The club's been fantastic for me. They've welcomed me and my wife over here, and I'm really enjoying my footy.
And your own form's been pretty impressive. How do you rate it?
It's been consistent. I just try to play my role week to week and try and bring other players into the game. And it was good to get the result on the weekend. We've been working pretty hard, and it's good for the group to get some reward.
20-odd touches and I think 8 tackles. Is tackling in particular something you're really trying to work on?
I suppose as a small forward, you've got to apply that pressure and try and keep the ball in our half. So no more than any other week. So it's just, I suppose, a few more opportunities to get a couple this week. That'll be the focus again going forward, to try and keep the ball in our half.
And how were the boys after the win? What was the feeling like in the rooms?
Yeah, it was a good feeling. The song was pretty loud in the change rooms, and then we had more blokes on the inner circle getting the Powerade shower or the Gatorade shower than on the outside. So, yeah, it was a good feeling.
What about this week? What's the mood like this week compared to weeks gone by, mate? Is everyone up and about?
To be honest, it hasn't changed too much. We've obviously been disappointed that we haven't been able to win a game before the weekend, but we know what we're doing right and what we're doing wrong, and that consistency from round one to now, we just know that we've got to sort of stay level-headed and look forward to another challenge this week.
I know you were in here last year, but the Blues look like they're a lot harder to score against this year. Has that been a real focus on the Bolts all summer?
It's hard to comment on. You don't take too much note of other clubs when you're somewhere else. But, we've been pretty sort of strict with the way we defend. We don't want to give up too many points, and if we can kick a few more going forward, it'd be nice as well.
You play with a pretty handy midfield, the Crows, number 32 when I'm right. Cooper at the moment is outstanding on the weekend. How excited are you about maybe his future and what a talent he is?
Yeah, you forget how young he is. He's probably only played 30, 35 games, so he's still learning, but his development so far has been fantastic, and the club's got a bright future with players like him in it.
And the Irishman, Kieran Byrne, showed some tricks on Sunday. How highly do you rate his talent?
Yeah, he's been fantastic. He's had a great summer, and he's finally getting some reward for that. So he's going to be an important player running for us off halfback in the weeks to come and the years to come. So,
what's most exciting about him?
I suppose his ability to take the game on. He defends really well, but then when he's got the ball in hand, I think his efficiency on the weekend was one of the highest in the team. So his ball use is pretty exciting.
And off the field, what's he like? He's a bit of a personality, a few jokes, does he?
Yeah, he's got a very unusual laugh. He's very out there, so he's good value in the locker room.
And the game against Essendon, mate, obviously it's a pretty decent win to win over in Perth. He must have a bit of confidence against a traditional rival.
Yeah, we'll definitely take some confidence into it. Essendon gave us a bit of a touch-up out here in the NAB Cup, so it'd be nice to get one back over them. They had a tough game on the weekend, but no doubt they'll come ready to play.
You only had about half the side on that day, but do you look at that game at all, or is that just ancient history when you're preparing for this week?
Yeah, our sort of club scouts and that will look over it, and the personnel, they probably have a few personnel that played that day that didn't play on the weekend. So, we'll analyse that, and we'll analyse their games that they've played so far this year, and we'll be prepared for them.
Thanks, mate.
Beautiful.
Good luck, mate. Congrats again. Good luck, mate.